service. His remains were removed for burial by command of the Delphic Oracle to Orchomenus in Boeotia, where the Ascreians settled after the destruction of their town by the Thespians, and where, according to Pausanias, his grave was to be seen. Hesiod's earliest poem, the famous Works and Days, and according to Boeotian testimony, the only genuine one, embodies the experiences of his daily life and work, and, interwoven with episodes of fable, allegory, and personal history, forms a sort of Boeotian shepherd's calendar. The first portion is an ethical enforcement of honest labor and dissuasive of strife and idleness. The second consists of hints and rules as to husbandry. And the third is a religious calendar of the months, with remarks on the days most lucky or the contrary, for rural or nautical employments. The connecting link of the whole poem is the author's advice to his brother, who appears to have bribed the corrupt judges to deprive Hesiod of his already scantier inheritance, and to whom, as he wasted his substance lounging in the Agora, the poet more than once returned good for evil, though he tells him there will be a limit to this unmerited kindness. In the Works and Days, the episodes which rise above an even didactic level are the creation and equipment of Pandora, the five ages of the world, and the much-admired description of winter. The poem also contains the earliest known fable in Greek literature, that of the hawk and the nightingale. It is in the Works and Days, especially, that we glean indications of Hesiod's rank and condition in life, that of a stay-at-home farmer of the lower class, whose sole experience of the sea was a single voyage of 40 yards across the Euripus, and an old-fashioned bachelor whose misogynic views and prejudice against matrimony have been conjecturally traced to his brother Percy's having a wife as extravagant as himself. The other poem attributed to Hesiod, or his school, which has come down in great part to modern times, is the Theogony, a work of grander scope, inspired alike by older traditions and abundant local associations. It is an attempt to work into system, as none had essayed to do before, the floating legends of the gods and goddesses and their offspring. This task Herodotus attributes to Hesiod, and he is quoted by Plato as the author of the Theogony. The first to question his claim to this distinction was Pausanias, the geographer, about A.D. 200. The Alexandrian grammarians had no doubt on the subject, and indications of the hand that wrote the Works and Days may be found in the severe strictures on women, in the high esteem for the wealth-giver Plutus, and in coincidences of verbal expression. Although no doubt of Hesiodic origin, in its present form it is composed of different recensions and numerous later additions and interpolations. The Theogony consists of three divisions. 1. A cosmogony, or creation. 2. A theogony proper, recounting the history of the dynasties of Zeus and Cronus. And 3. A brief and abruptly terminated heroogony, the starting point, not improbably, of the supplementary poem Lists of Women, Who Wedded Immortals, of which all but a few fragments are lost. The poem, addressed to the Heliconian and Pierian muses, is considered to have been variously enlarged, altered, and arranged by successive rhapsodists. The poet has interwoven several episodes of rare merit, such as the contest of Zeus and the Olympian gods with the Titans, and the description of the prison house in which the vanquished Titans are confined, with the giants for keepers, and day and night for janitors. The only other poem which has come down to us under Hesiod's name is the Shield of Heracles, the opening verses of which are attributed by nameless grammarian to the fourth book of Ioiae.